millions of worlds, and we get what? How old are you, Hamish?
What? I was born the day the old Thane died, said Hamish.
When was that? Which old Thane? Said Cohen patiently.
What? I ain't a scholar. I cannot remember that kind of stuff.
100 years, maybe, said Cohen. 100 years. And there's millions of worlds. He took a pull of his cigarette and rubbed his forehead with the back of his thumb. It's a bugger. He nodded at the minstrel.
What did your mate Carolinas do after he'd blown his nose?
Look, you really shouldn't think of him like that, said the minstrel hotly. He built a huge empire, too big, really. And in many ways he was a lot like you. Haven't you heard of the Sortian Knot?
Sounds dirty, said Truckle. Oh, sorry. The minstrel sighed.
It was a huge, complicated knot that tied two beams together in the Temple of Ofla in Sort, and it was said that whoever untied it would reign over the whole of the continent, he said.
They can be very tricky knots, said Mrs. McGarry.
Carolinus sliced right through it with his sword, said the minstrel.
The revelation of this dramatic gesture did not get the applause he expected.
So he was a cheat as well as a crybaby, said Boy Willie.
No, it was a dramatic, nay, portentous gesture, snapped the minstrel.
Yeah, okay, but it's not exactly untying, is it? I mean, if the rules said untying, I don't see why he should...
No, the lad's got a point, said Cohen, who seemed to have been turning this one over in his mind. It wasn't cheating, because it was a good story. Yeah, I can understand that, he chuckled.
I can just imagine it, too. A load of whey-faced priests and such like, standing around and thinking, that's cheating, but he's got a really big sword, so I won't be the first to point this out. Plus, this damn great army is just outside.
Ha! Yeah. What do you do next?
Conquered most of the known world.
Good lad. And after that?
He went home, reigned for a few years, then he died and his sons squabbled and there were a few wars and... That was the end of the empire.
Children can be a problem, said Vina, without looking up from carefully embroidering forget-me-nots around Burn This House.
Some people say you achieve immortality through your children, said the minstrel.
Yeah, said Cohen. Name one of your great-grandads, then.
Well, see?
Now, I got lots of kids, said Cohen. Haven't seen most of them, you know how it is. But they had fine, strong mothers, and I hope like hell they're all living for themselves, not for me. Fat lot of good they did your Carolinus, losing his empire for him.
But there's a lot more a proper historian could tell you, said the minstrel.
Ta, said Cohen. It's what ordinary people remember that matters. It's songs and sayings. Doesn't matter how you live and die, it's how the bards wrote it down.
The minstrel felt their joint gaze fix on him.
I'm making lots of notes. He said.
Ook, said the librarian by way of explanation. And then he says something fell on his head, Rincewind translated. It must have been when we dived.
Can we throw some of this stuff out of the ship to lighten it? Said Carrot. We don't need most of it.
Alas, no, said Leonard. We will lose all our air if we open the door.
But we've got these breathing helmets, Rincewind pointed out.
3 helmets? Said Leonard.
The omniscope crackled. They ignored it. The kite was still passing under the elephants, and the thing showed mostly a kind of magical snow. But Rincewind did glance up, and saw that someone in the storm was holding a card on which had been scrawled, in large letters, Stand By.
Ponder shook his head.
Thank you, Arch-Chancellor, but I'm far too busy for you to help me, he said.
But will it work?
It has to, sir. It's 1,000,000 to 1 chance.
Oh, then we don't have to worry. Everyone knows 1,000,000 to 1 chances always work.
Yes, sir. So all I have to do is work out if there's still enough air outside the ship for Leonard to steer it, or how many dragons he will need to fire for how long, and if there will be enough power left to get them off again. I think he's travelling at nearly the right speed, but I'm not sure how much flame the dragons will have left, and I don't know what kind of surface he'll land on or anything that they'll find there. I can adapt a few spells, but they were never devised for this sort of thing.
Good man, said Ridcully.
Is there anything we can do to help? Said the Dean.
Ponder gave the other wizards a desperate look. How would Lord Vetinari have handled this?
Why, yes, he said brightly. Perhaps you would be kind of...